Josh.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Weston.
And this is Little Bandology, episode 9.
Yes, this is going to be an interesting episode. It's our first interview episode, and we are excited to have with us, at their house actually, in Lindale, Texas, Weston and Melissa Fisher of Lindale ISD. We work together at Beckville. You guys work together at Lindale. It's a little bit different, but it's really not that much different, right? I mean, from the stories we tell each other all the time. Tell us what your jobs are at Lindale ISD to start with.
This is Melissa, and I am the, obviously, I am the head junior high band director at Lindale.
This is Weston. I'm the director of bands for Lindale.
In your roles, it's very much how we do it in Beckville. I'm the director of bands. Michelle is the junior high middle school director of bands, so to speak. How many people do you guys have on staff?
There are 7 of us.
7. And are you considered a small school?
Yes.
Yes, in the state of that is the correct answer. Yes. Yes, Lindale is considered a small school. In Texas, we have the Association of Texas Small School Bands that services bands 1A through 4A, and Lindale is a
4A.
A 4A. Are you Division 1 4A? You're Division
Yes.
1. Yes.
A large 4A.
Yeah, the large side of 4A. How many students do you have program total? I'd take a guess, but I'd be wrong.
Do you want per campus, or would you like?
Just the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada, gosh. 850 to 900s on a large year, probably 8 to 850 on a lower year. But definitely above 800, I would say.
Above 800, so a little bit more than the population of Beckville.
Right. Less. Wait, we have less than 200 in the whole high school?
Yeah, we have less than 200 in the whole high school.
But we're still considered a small school.
You're still considered a small school. Yeah. Now, the middle school is a large middle school.
Yes, we are a triple C, which is the largest classification for middle schools in Texas.
So we did this clinic, or we went to this clinic at Midwest, and they were talking about the average size of a school. Yeah, you want to ask him?
So what do you think? This blew our minds, by the way. What do you think if you had to say the average? This was in the nation.
It was the average school size in the nation.
In the nation. Like the average enrollment school
size.
For a campus?
So, for example, no, we're talking about for the whole district. So, one option would be, I would say, what, 1,500 students?
Yeah.
1,500 students. More than 1,500 students. 1,000 students. 500 students. That's roundabout where it was.
Or less, like 250.
Or 250.
As the average for the nation.
Average for the nation. What do you think it would be?
For a school district.
For a school, an entire district. Entire district.
Well, I would venture to guess somewhere around 3,000 if we're talking the entire district. I'm always astounded at how many actually 5 and 6A schools there are in the state of Texas. And so I think the United States, I would think around 3,000.
Okay.
We're going to blow your mind. 500.
What?
Yes. That was our exact reaction too. And actually, did you know that in Texas, it's even smaller than that, right? It was crazy when we saw those statistics, but it's because there are so many small schools that it brings the average way down.
He said it blows the bell curve of all districts in the nation, 500, and then Texas being lower than that. Because you think the 6A's state marching contest that have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds on the field.
Well, because about all the classifications at the open class marching competition, there's way more 6A bands represented there than there are of any other classification. So it makes you think there's more 6A's in the state of Texas than there probably are 1A high schools.
But I guess, too, how many small schools don't have band programs? You know, they're still included in that.
That's a good point.
Like, for example, we teach really close to a school called Gary. They don't have band at all. Or, let me say, Douglas.
Yeah,
Martin
there's
Smith.
A lot of
I mean,
them
there's,
around
there's lots
here.
Of schools that don't have. So I think they're included in that as well. They are considered a small school band. Texas has a wide berth of small school bands, and it didn't used to be that way. Used to be the small school. I mean, it was a small school, and as people started moving into areas, Lindale's really close to Tyler, and has sort of, since Weston and I were in high school, which was just a little while ago.
Like what, 10 years ago?
10
maybe?
Years ago. We had hair. Weston is also following.
Follicularly,
I don't know, but he was bald first. So
I just gave up the ghost sooner than you did.
I think that's probably what it is.
You have to say that again in the microphone.
I just gave up the ghost sooner than you did.
This is also true. And so Lyndale used to be a true, like, super small school.
But also, like, the numbers on all small schools have been progressively getting bigger.
All the way across. All the way across the board. And so that's how we measure it in Texas. There's a 4A and under is considered a small school and falls under the Association of Texas Small School Bands. So it's small school is just not the bands that have, you know, 50 in the band program. It's a lot of students that are encompassed in that number from ATSSB. Now, moving on to the meat of it. Hopefully this won't cause any drama. So you're married and you work together. What is the best part of being, we're going to start with the good. What is the best part of being married and working together?
I mean, I'll start, I think, for obvious reasons for our family, like being on the same schedule, the mm-hmm. same calendar. For our boys, they can ride the bus to one of our campuses. It, you know, as far as like family logistics, that's a big positive. And it has been since we started working together. But there's a lot of good things.
Yeah. No, there's absolutely a lot of good things. And Melissa's answer is definitely first chair in this situation. Being on the same schedule, the same calendar helps. We used to work, and when we had our first child, we were balancing because his daycare was basically in the middle from where Melissa worked in Mineola, and I worked at Chapel Hill Tyler. And so there would be days where we definitely had to strategize on dropping off the son, picking up the son by a specific time, and who could stay till what time at what school. And so when we came to Lyndale, that obviously helped us out a lot because we went from being 30 minutes away from our son's daycare to just down the road from our son's daycare. And so, and now they're both in school in Lyndale, and so being on the same calendar definitely helps with, just like Melissa said, family logistics. So that's probably the best thing, is it helps to navigate our family, especially as our kids get older and we get older. But if I were to add something else to it, both being band directors helps because we both understand each other. We understand what our jobs require of each other. And, you know, I remember before I had met Melissa, my parents, who lived across the street from me, were always very adamant that I needed to marry another band director because only a band director would understand a band director's schedule. And so, you know, the good Lord willed it, and so, you know, met Melissa, and here we are now. So, just understanding each other and our schedules as well, that's another big plus to being a band director couple working in the same school. We get it, and we understand, and we work together through it.
Awesome. Fantastic. Now, I always say that I work with the smartest person that I know, and we don't really have, like, I'm director of bands because I handle the paperwork, but there's not really a boss, so to speak, and that's why they pay me a little bit more money. So, I already pretty much know what the answer is.
They pay him more money, but I mean, it's really my money, so.
There's a lot of truth to that, too. How do you, because I know your head on one campus and your head on the other, how do you negotiate that separation of power, so to speak?
Well, and I'll let him mostly answer that, but it's been a little bit of a learning curve, just because this is his first year as head director of bands, and this is my fifth year in my position.
No,
so,
it's not.
It is.
That's crazy.
I know. Wow. Yeah.
You guys just went to Lyndale like
yesterday.
Last year.
Like,
I know.
Yeah. My gosh.
So, you know, I've been in this position a little bit longer. So there has been a little bit, and nothing major, but a little bit of a learning curve there. Say that question again.
Okay. So basically the dynamic, for example, when he comes down to the junior high, which I know he's a very busy man, lots of paperwork to do.
But he does come to the junior high.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt because, you know.
He's a good head director.
Yeah, slash husband. And so, and I know that you spend time at the high school when it's available in rehearsals and things like that. So how does that balance? Because presumably, like if it's a junior high rehearsal in Beckville, I'm at the mercy of whatever she wants me to do. So I'm just curious how that dynamic is for you guys.
Oh, it's very much that. Like at the junior high, we come up with our sectional schedule for the week and vice versa at the high school, or they let us know what they need at the high school rehearsals. And
what I tell people is the title, the role I'm in now, because I was an assistant band director for Lyndale for the past 7 years, at the located at the high school campus. Of course, we're all over the place between the intermediate, the junior high, and the high school campus, 6th through 12th grade. Even in this large of a school, we're all hands on deck on each campus
and
working.
Every director teaches mm-hmm. beginners, mm-hmm. right?
And every director yeah. teaches beginners.
Yeah, so you're really in it.
Now, what each director can do based on other obligations and responsibilities, that determines how many classes really that they do. For instance, I teach two beginner classes, while all the other directors teach three beginner classes. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, mainly because there is that paperwork obligation to all of this that I have that the other people on staff know. As Melissa said, we have seven people on staff, and me being the director of bands over this staff of people is really just a title. It's just a job description is all it is. It's not really me jurisdicting what each one of these people do. Now, I know what they do, and we discuss and we talk about it, and we navigate our way through everything, but it's not just me that does that. Everyone on staff does that. We're pretty we communicate pretty well within the staff, I think. And so, but like Melissa says, you know, the way we really balance everything is with respect to what each person's life is, just in general, not necessarily what their job description is or their title is. We will come up with a schedule based on that. I am not at the junior high as much as our high school assistants are. I'm because we also have classes at the high school, applied music classes that do meet at the same times as the afternoon junior high classes, but we'll juggle that so that we can all be seen and we can all contribute and help in any way that we can. But it's definitely with respect to what's going on in everybody's life and who's available to do what, when, and where. And we'll balance it and schedule it and try to be thoughtful about it beforehand and not just pop something on somebody at the last minute. We really do try to be thoughtful of what's going on before we make these schedules and as we make these schedules. But me being director of bands, that's just really a job description is all that is.
So
and that's
that
what
makes
I tell
you the
people.
Scapegoat.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. I get to deal with the fun things people don't necessarily want to deal with. I get to deal with finances. And the same thing for head junior high director. That's really just a job description is what it is. It's a title. The big thing is the communication we have between each other to help balance everything.
And something, too, in something you'll find at small schools that not necessarily are happening in larger schools is that the head high school director is at the junior high teaching or intermediate campus teaching those beginner classes. And I think that that's a big differentiation from big school to small school.
Well, and I think also, well, especially like in our situation, our school is the same school. Like the high school, it's a junior high school. And so like we're just always there. Are you guys separated very much? Like are your campuses very far apart? And how does that play into what you do?
So we teach on three campuses. Our sixth graders are on an intermediate campus. It's a 4-5-6 campus. And then we have a junior high, which is 7 and 8. And then the high school, but none of those are geographically close to each other. So high school is in the morning. Several of us start. Junior high directors, three of us start and open the junior high. And then high school band is first period, and then all of us teach. We drive over to EJ Moss in the middle of the day, and then lunchtime, we all kind of commute over to the junior high and finish out our day there. But none of them are geographically close to each other.
But you only have like one junior high that feeds your high school.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And yes,
so,
that is
yeah,
correct.
I think that's the big difference between smaller schools and larger schools is a lot of times the larger schools will have four or five junior highs that will feed one high school. And so I think that's kind of a big thing why maybe head directors at high schools aren't teaching as much on the junior highs.
Well, and you know, we are a very large 4A. We used to be 5A. And if I'm could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure we're now 100 or plus so people away from being 5A now. But we're still a very large 4A that could be mistaken for a small 5A. But even so, we are still a one intermediate to one junior high to one high school campus district. And that helps me be able to do this, to go to the other campuses. But when you go into these bigger cities where maybe you have a 4A high school buried deep within a city or 5A or 6A that has the head director, the head high school director, and they can't necessarily make it over to the junior high or to teach beginners. But with that being said, those junior high campuses, a lot more time during the day for beginner band and junior high band. So the staff they do have there, even though the high school director isn't able to come down because their schedule may be filled up at the high school.
Right.
Our district is so helpful, and they're such they help us navigate what we need and to accomplish what we need to do so very well. But it takes every single one of us teaching all four of those beginner class periods to get done what we need to get done. And the same thing, it takes as many of us as can in the afternoons to help balance and navigate the junior high so that we can have as small a groups as possible with them and teach those kids where they need to be taught at. And then, you know, by the time they get to the high school, which is what we start our day with, we probably don't use the junior high staff nearly as much at the high school first period as the junior high uses the high school staff. And I only use those terms, junior high and high school staff, to just indicate the certain people who are stationed on those campuses, because really it's the Lindell band staff.
Right. Well, let's be honest, like the work, if you do the work at the junior high level, then the high school takes care of itself. And so it's probably better for you to have everybody at the junior high so that you don't have to have everybody at the high school.
Now, something that, now, those of you who've never heard of Lindell before, Lindell is actually a band town. Like, it long-standing history all the way back to Almany, like Mr. Almany. And it's had wonderful directors, was an honor band, has been recognized state level many, many times. Amazing marching band. If you've never seen, you need to YouTube them. Amazing marching band.
Before you YouTube them, please let me tell you which videos to watch and which videos not to watch.
Can you tell he's a stressed high school band director? But they're all really, really great. And a lot of East Texas programs, especially in the 4A, try to pattern themselves after how they have created this band atmosphere, which is, and I know that because I used to teach at one. That was the talk was, oh, we want to be like Lindell. We want to be like Lindell, and how we approach things. Something that I really do love that Lindell does is how they handle their beginner classes. Like, you are firm believers, sort of, I think that we too, that the curriculum is not necessarily the book.
Correct.
Yes. And so, sort of the beginner philosophy, because I wanted people to see that we've had these discussions lots, that the similarities, even though you have more kids than we do, just in the town and in the program, that there's really not a lot of difference. So if you had to summarize your overall philosophy of teaching beginners.
We fundamentals of tone and rhythm, counting, being good readers and reading with a great tone. Those are the Weston's saying tone.
Yes.
Get them sounding good, get them counting well, and you can do a whole lot with that.
That's also what we do at Beckville.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do at Beckville. And we actually did a clinic at TMEA, was it last year?
It was last year.
Last year, over how there's really not a lot of difference in approaching your beginners at we said a large school, and Lindell's not the largest school by any means, but a larger-ish
school. It's a large
school.
Band.
Compared to Beckville, it's a large school.
Compared to anywhere, I mean, anywhere. Compared to Beckville, it's kind of a large school. But basically, that's what we were sort of hitting at there. If you could give one good piece of advice, this is sort of like to beginning teachers. This will be the last thing we do. And I know you have two on staff this year that are first-year teachers, right? You have
we
two.
Do, yes.
As a matter of fact, one of them I started on trombone many, many years ago and got to teach him again when he was in high school at Henderson on euphonium. And so I was a little jealous. But I'm glad he's with you guys.
Well, and fun fact, they are also a band director couple. They're engaged
are.
And getting married
That's
in February.
Right. That's right.
So we'll have two married couples on staff.
Oh, man. And with Weston at the helm, Lord knows what'll happen. So if you could sort of give a piece of advice to a first-year teacher, just a generic, hey, keep this in mind, what would you offer?
I would say use your resources. Your resource Ooh, I could like be your that. Wife, your girlfriend, if they're on staff with you as well. It could be a mentor. It could be other people of the staff, or it could be somebody within your community that's retired. I mean, just use your resources, whatever that means. Don't try to go on this by yourself. It's so easy for a first-year teacher. I am a prime example of that, to internalize things and feel like I'm by myself when that couldn't have been farther from the truth. I just didn't have the wherewithal in me to go and ask or go and just seek out advice. And there's so many things nowadays, the Young Band Directors Group of East Texas or Texas, and just all these retired band directors that are around the state. Just anyone, use your resources and ask for help. Don't just try to do it by yourself. Recognize what you have going on around you. Don't try to go at it by yourself and seek help from other people.
And Weston was, when he started, he was at a pretty small school out in the middle of nowhere.
He was on an island.
He was kind of on
an island. It was back then an old classification 2A, which would now probably be probably medium to smaller size 3A school. But it was two of us. Every sixth grader was required to take band, which led to a massive high school band for that school. And well, over half the junior high was in band, and then nearly half the high school was in band. So it was just two of us with all these kiddos, and definitely was out there in Central Texas, working the small school life.
Yeah,
and I have also started at a very small school. I really spent most of my career with pretty small bands. But I would definitely like to kind of. I was trying to think, basically what Weston said, but. To kind of piggyback off of that is like just realize that you don't know what you don't know, and you don't have to know everything. I remember when I first started teaching feeling like I was supposed to know everything, and I was afraid to ask people questions because I thought that they were going to think I was stupid, you know, and just not being afraid to admit that you don't know something and admit, you know, just and always be learning. So, you know, and we say good band directors steal from you steal
lovingly,
ideas and
lovingly steal.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Go out and watch people that you know, that you look up to. Go watch them in their rehearsals and ask them questions, pick their brains, and don't be afraid to ask questions. And it's okay to not have the answer, because you can always find it.
That is so true. And fun fact, before we stop this, Michelle and I both knew Weston and Melissa before they knew each other.
This is true.
Yes. And a long time ago, we all started teaching about the same time, too. We were within a couple of years of each
other. Michelle and Weston's friendship goes back the farthest, though.
Absolutely.
Stone tablets. Stone tablets.
Wait, who's been teaching the longest?
Not me.
What is this for y'all?
I think this is my 19th year. 18th, 19th. I started in 2005.
I started in fall of 2005, and this is my 20th year.
Oh, okay. So 20th.
Oh, so we started the same year.
Because we would have, because we got married right before I started teaching.
In 2006. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're 19.
Yes. I'm 19.
Oh, my gosh.
I did the, the oldest one in this group.
No,
I will not say
the oldest.
But I think I'm the one who's taught the least amount of time. I did the whole full-time grad student thing right after grad school, and I did a double major. I mean, after undergrad school, and I did the double major in undergrad school, so that took some time. But so I have been teaching now. This is my 17th year. I get lost. It all runs together after a while. But I'm pretty sure this is my 17th year.
So that's
all I know is that I get to retire first.
Yes, that's what Michelle says too. Is she gets
9 years?
Yeah, and I'm 11 on the countdown,
That's what she thinks.
No, Michelle's going to retire and then come teach lessons for me. Small school doesn't always have the pay, but it's not a bad place to be. I'll just tell you,
it's a great place to be.
So yeah, so thank you guys so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Little Bandology. A very special thank you goes out to the Fishers, Weston and Melissa from Lindale ISD. Reach out to us. Email us at littlebandology@gmail.com or like us on Facebook at Little Bandology.